You're listening to A Jet Tour Through the New Testament with John MacArthur, author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. I'm Bill Wright. You know, each day on this program, John MacArthur explains the crucial point of a single New Testament book. Today's focus, the book of Acts. John, tell our listeners what they need to know about Acts.
The book of Acts picks up after the apostolic era. As the Gospels end with our Lord ascending into heaven, the book of Acts begins the same way the Gospel ends. It starts with the ascension of our Lord in chapter 1, and then the coming of the Holy Spirit in chapter 2. And once the Holy Spirit comes, the church is unleashed to take the Gospel to the world. And then what happens in the book of Acts is exactly what our Lord said would happen. When the Holy Spirit comes, you'll be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the world. And that's the outline of the book of Acts. The gospel goes through Jerusalem, and then it goes through Judea, and then it goes through Samaria. And by the time you come to the end of the book of Acts, the gospel is covering the world, beginning to fulfill the Great Commission. So this is the first phase of the fulfillment of the call of our Lord to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. It is not primarily a doctrinal work. It is a historical record of the apostolic preaching of the gospel to fulfill the Great Commission. It transitions from the ministry of Jesus to that of the apostles, from the apostles to the early church. It sets in motion the history that we as a church today are still living.
Thanks for tuning in for A Jet Tour Through the New Testament with John MacArthur. To learn more about the complete MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.